Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Praise the living God. Tonight, is my name is Willie J. Hunter, Dr. Hunter. I'm known as Apostle Hunter. I am one who loves the Lord and give all he has to make sure that I stay in his corner by doing what's right. The Bible teaches us, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Now, where do you dwell? Do you dwell in the secret place of the Most High? Because when we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we shall be covered by his wings. And the enemy can do us no wrong. That is the devil. He can do us nothing. That if you come to know Jesus Christ. But before we do that, I want to welcome the community. I want to have a prayer of the round world, and I want to thank God. And I got a young man that I grew up with in my hometown, and it's been in my 40-some years. I haven't seen him almost that long. But I want to interview him in the next few minutes. Let's go together to the throne. Jesus, before we come to the Father, we ask you right now this hour that you will purge us with your blood. Purge us with your blood and clean us with righteousness through you. Anything we've done wrong, said wrong, or done wrong, will you please forgive us and let your blood plead over us as we go to the Father? For when we go before the Father wants to see nothing but your blood, Jesus. Not our blood, but your blood. Your blood is the measurement that we have, and we want to thank you for it. For you died for us. The Bible declares that you gave your life for us, and here we are right now. And we want to say thank you right now. I want to thank you tonight in the name of Jesus for everything you've done for us. And, Father, tonight I would ask that there be a blessed night being on the line with my young man. I grew up together, hometown where we did things together, grew up together, married. And I believe that all things are possible to those who believe. And we believe because tonight's the night that we want to thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. But a blessing. And now that I have you on the radio line with me, the first person is, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. Just wonderful. Thankful to God that I'm still here.
Praise the living God. Well, I know you're doing fine. How's your wife doing?
Oh, we're all doing fine, man. We are here, and we are both retired, and we're doing ministry work and trying to help those who don't know Christ. And we
Amen.
Got our ministry going, and the ministry we are under the leadership of Reverend Charles Jefferson. And we got ministry at our church, like prison ministry, jail ministry, nursing home ministry, and street ministry. And we're going out to let people know that God needs them to come on back to him. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing when you know that God gives all these chances, that even out of our nothingness, that God still allows us one more chance.
One more chance.
Yes.
He's the final. Well, let me ask you this now. You make your ministry, and
yes.
Jefferson is one we grew up together.
Jefferson, you remember the little Charles Jefferson over there, you know, he from Peace and Rest. You know, he came from the leadership of W.W. Ford and L.L.B. Jones. And not only that, Reverend White. So he came up a young man. Now he's the pastor of the church, and at his age, he married my daughter. One of my middle daughter, he married her, and she became a part of him. So, you know, I was at Greater Tabernacle for a while until they found a leader. So I went on to Peace and Rest after they found their leader. So Reverend Lawrence Hicks is the pastor of Greater Tabernacle Baptist Church. So now I'm up under Reverend Charles E. Jefferson.
Well, praise God. Remember that's the church that was on Wallace Street that we grew up down there?
No, on Florida.
Yes, on
Florida Street. Florida, yes.
And they got, I remember that old school, we was coming up. And I tell people, I said, when we was growing up, back then, We didn't have no shoes. We go to
that's
church.
Right. That's right.
And
but
now
see how good God is.
Never
got shoes now that we wear. We can change every day.
Every day. Well, you know, one other thing I want to hear your testimony. How did you come to know Jesus Christ and what you're doing right now?
Well, how I came to know Jesus Christ when I was growing up, things of life, and he brought me out. I went through a lot of trauma in my life, and if I came back in from Vietnam, I had a lot of animosity. I was charging everybody for the wrong, how they were treating me, which is, they wasn't treating me any bad, but I thought that, you know, and so the Lord called me one day, and in the midst of a jackknife, I drove truck 25 years for Central Freight Lines, and in that jackknife, he told me that he wanted me to preach his word. So that's why I'm preaching his word now, because that's what he called me to do. And you know, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because the gospel is one gonna send us on up unto the Lord, through his word, and God is so wonderful, knowing that he had got somebody like me that was a nothing, make me something.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, you know, one of the things that I can say, I'm listening to you, and it's blessing me, and I know that, you know, there are a lot of things we need to, that I've come to know since I've left, Brian, because I've walked with some greater men in my life.
Yeah.
I've walked with some men that have shown me what God wants to do in me, through me, and by me. And so
what I've done
is I said, okay, Lord, why do you want me to start? And so by me starting where I am right now, all I can tell you is what God has done for me, God is doing it right now.
Right now, God.
Amen. I left Brian and went to the military, stayed in there for 3 years, 64 to 67 in Germany, came back here, fell in love with a black young lady from Louisiana. I've been married to her for 48 years. Praise God for that.
How many years?
In addition to that, hey, yes,
how many years?
I have two. Sir?
How many years?
48 years, sir.
Well, you got me about 2 years. I've been married 46 years this year.
Well, you're good. You're doing good. You're doing good.
And look at it, with the same woman.
The same woman.
And I thank God for that. Yeah. And I thank God for you. Because when you left here, I wonder where you were, you know, because I know that you went on to Houston, and I found out something. I have a niece over there in Acres Home, and I passed by one of the streets over there in Acres Home, and I saw a sign while you were running for public office. And
I ran for city council, law by 200 votes.
Yeah.
And I mean, it wasn't for me. So I'm where I'm now, I'm at peace.
Yeah, I am at peace.
I'm where God wants me to be.
That's right. Because that's what he wants you to do is to teach and preach his word. And somebody's going to hear. And somebody is listening, you know. So it's just a wonderful thing to know that you, as one of our classmates, I heard that we I wouldn't say lost, but we got one of our classmates passed away. Because when they leave him, we don't know where they're going, but we do know, he's in God's hand. He's in God's hand, because whatever that would happen to us, I heard so many people talking about, I'm going to see my mom, I'm going to see my daddy, but when I leave here, I'm going to see Jesus. And that's all I'm going to see. And they're right there with Jesus, then that means that I'll be right there with them, you know. But it's so many people have used that speech about, I'm going to see mama, I'm going to see daddy. But we're not going to see daddy. We're going to see Jesus. What do you think about that?
Amen. I agree with you. See, when I'm talking to the people that's calling in. I want to thank you. I have Reverend Chapman in my hometown. We grew up together, and we were talking about some things that we've had. I have somebody on the phone right now. You got a word to say to Reverend Chapman? We grew up together, but what was we were young boys, 1964, went to the military. We got all messed up over there. I got messed up, but God has kept us here for a reason, and he's still here. So you got a word to tell him tonight, to him? 1641?
Yes, good evening. Yes, I tuned in at the last minute. I heard what he was saying. A lot of people do say that, yes, we're going to see Mama and see Daddy. But as he said, we're going to meet Jesus, you know. And,
all right.
And that's the thing that people should be saying, that we're going to meet Jesus. It's not about Mama and Daddy. It's about Jesus. So he's absolutely right. Now I want to thank him for bringing that point up.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to tell you, Reverend Chapman, this young lady lives in a place called Hempstead.
Yeah, okay.
And I was just praying one day. I have the radio station. I was on the whole year, been believing God was going to get better. And one day I said, Lord, I said, I've been on there almost a whole year. I need some help. I called her number, and when I laid the phone down and called her back, and I told her what I had, the desire, and she said, God, we've been hooked up ever since. She's on every Friday night on the same radio station from 8 to 11, isn't it?
Yes, 8 to 11. Amen.
What channel is it?
It's called, what's the name y'all have down there? Y'all have it on, and the episode is called the Well. Meet Me at the Well.
Meet Me at the
Well.
My.
Meet Me at the Well. That's my program. Meet Me at the Well.
Meet Me at the Well.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Yes. It's wonderful to know that you can meet him at the Well. We're gonna meet him. A lot of people say, I want to meet him anyway. I can only be with him anywhere. Well, I don't think I want to go with him anywhere because there's so many things anywhere, you know. And God wants us to just meet him and only have him in our mind at all times. You know, it's a wonderful thing knowing that God is showing us and telling us through a many different things that has happened this day and this time. Even we look overseas, we think that so many things happen overseas, but there's things happening here that we need to go to work on, you know. And then our work is on in out our back door. Any time that you can work out your back door, and you see all the thing that is taking place, God wants us to go in the highways and hedges and compel man to come to Christ, not just think about it, not just sing about it, but be a doer as well. I like what James said in chapter 1, verse 22, where he said, become a doer of his word. And when you become a doer of his word, that's what he expects of us, you know. And then some people don't know what the gospel is. Some people don't know what the gospel is. They say the gospel is God's word. Yeah, it's God's word, but what is the gospel? We got to know what the gospel is. The gospel is that Jesus died. And Jesus was buried, and he rose. And that's the gospel. The gospel message is to tell them that Jesus died, and he was buried, and he rose. And that's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. And I thank God for this opportunity, Brother Hannah. You know what, I don't know. You know, I didn't realize that what you have been doing since I saw you, but it's been a long time that I had talked to you. You know, I think the last time I talked to you was here in Bryan. But I thank God for you today, and thank God for the opportunity to speak to the one who needs to know Christ, you know.
See, the whole idea is, for such a time as this, God has appointed that we would come on the same road.
Yes, sir.
As I look into the Bible, when the Bible tells me, God say, "Can you trust me?"
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I was a buckler. He said, "If you can trust me, I'll be a buckler in your salvation. I will be the bright and morning star for you. Can
yes,
you
sir.
Trust me?"
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then the thing that I would say by way of Houston, Kingston, and Bryan, the gospel of Jesus Christ is hitting all the airways tonight. And
yes, sir.
Dr. Mm-hmm. DeLore and I have declared that we have taken the airways.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
We believe. We believe we've taken the airways. Don't belong
yes,
to
sir.
The enemy.
We are.
It is a liar. He's a liar.
Yeah.
He is a liar. It is up to us to prove him wrong. Are we proving wrong? By living right, doing right, and above all, giving praise to our God.
That's
Amen.
It. That's it. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, Chapman, one of the things that I just want to keep talking while we're all on the phone together, on the line, because the world hearing us right now.
Yes,
the one
sir.
Thing I can say is this. We both, all of us on the radio station tonight, have been born again
yes, sir.
By an incorruptible
yes,
seed, which is Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes sir.
It is Jesus Christ we take our lay down. It is him we get up. From the rising and the setting of the sun, he is our God. And one of the things that I take notice as I read in Isaiah chapter 1, verses 17 says this, if you be willing and obedient, you can eat the good of the land.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
See, but I'm from Bryan, Texas, from the country part. But we
yes,
had to
sir.
Cut wood, cut
yes,
chaff.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Look, let me tell you, Will. I was talking to a man the other day. I was telling them that they don't know nothing about living a long time ago because they probably couldn't make it. You know, you remember that we wear clothes that we, on a Sunday, you know, we were the same clothes we wear to school and stuff like that. A lot of people could have did that, you know. And, you think about we had one shoe to go to the cotton field with and one shoe to wear to school and church. And God blessed us to be able to do the thing we do today.
Amen.
You know, we can change shoes and change suits and change shirts, change pants, change dresses every day, different, you know. But the Lord blessed us in that, and, you know, that's a wonderful thing to know that God blessed us this far, and sometimes we want too much, you know.
Amen.
They want so much until you find out that when people go around here and you know, I think about that, God don't have to do anything for us.
That's right.
But he did it because he loved us.
Amen.
You know, there's so many people going in and going to these lottery tickets and trying to make money. When you get all the money, what you going to do with it? What you going to do with this lottery ticket money that you get? God just told us in Malachi, he asked the question, will a man rob God? So how will he rob God? Tithes and offering. And if you don't tithe and offering, then you ain't doing what God asked us to do. Yeah, we all have some things we have to work on, but you know, every day we get up, we have to fight Satan all the time.
Amen.
And
this that's right.
That we can't give Satan no credit. We can't let Satan outdo us. And
that's
why we for every day we try to work at him, you know. You know, that's a wonderful thing, know that God gives us strength, you know, to do so.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, every day, Chapman, I say this, I give no room for the devil.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
room. He's a liar, he's a cheat, he's a thief, he's a robber.
That's it.
And he lied to my Holy Father.
Yes, sir.
And made his son to believe that he had to bow down and worship him. Not so. My prayers are to God that God will give this generation
yes, sir.
Now the understanding to know that through Jesus Christ, we can speak to mountains, and mountains be thou moved.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And those mountains got to be moved. They got to move because
yes.
the faith that we have the right of God in us to call those things that be not as though they were. Mm-hmm. That's what God has done for us.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Up to us. I mean, it's up to us. So I always say to anybody, I say it with love and kindness, do you want what God got? Yep. Do you want more what God got? Yep. Well, you got to see, I've come to find this out. God said in his word, he said, prove me now with my word, and
yes,
see
sir.
Not will I act upon it.
Yes.
When you give God back his word, you said, point to scripture, you said in Jeremiah 29:25, you said, you don't have to, you see, Lord, you've been so good to me.
Yes.
And because you've been so good to me, your word has declared that I can do all things through you.
That's it.
And one of the things I will say to you, Brother Chapman, as a man of God, the thing we have to do is take God at his word. God
Amen.
Will not
Amen.
Separate from his word.
Amen.
He doesn't separate from his word. Now, a lot of
yes,
things
sir.
Can happen, but God doesn't separate from his word. We got
That's
a call
right.
on the call. You're on the line. You're on the line. 8379. Welcome to this chat. Are you there? 8379.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm
something.
Here. I'm here.
All right. This is the chat. I'm talking to a young man. He and I grew up together, and he called me. I called him. We had a school to go be. We don't know where he's going, but he's not on the earth no more. But he called me, and I said, well, look, let me do something I've never done before. I want to do it. And he's the first one from my hometown in Bryan, Texas, that I have on my radio station. His name is Chapman, Reverend Dr. Chapman. And this
Praise
is a surrender. Praise the Lord.
How you doing, sir?
We got
fine. How about you?
I'm blessed, highly favored.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yes, ma'am. How's your day?
I dare not complain.
No complaining. That's
I dare not.
But some old saying say you better not complain.
Amen. There's nothing that can be done with complaining except
That's
for
right.
to get cut off. And
yeah.
I definitely don't want that. So
No. No, you don't want to complain and knowing that he's in charge.
That's
no matter,
right.
No matter what we're going through, he's still in charge.
Amen.
Even when we do some suffering, he's still in charge.
Yes.
So since he's in charge, that means that we don't have anything to worry about.
No, we don't. And if you think about it, if he's our creator and
yeah.
he created us, I do believe that. And I do believe that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I do
Amen.
Believe that.
Amen.
And so if he is infinite, no beginning, no end, he's just God, then he's in control of the good and the bad.
Amen. Amen.
And,
yeah.
And so I'm happy to know that sometimes I might go through. But it's just like David says, I might be going through, but I'm not staying there. I might be having a valley experience, but I'm not staying there.
Yeah.
It's just my season to be in the valley. And
yeah.
when
mm-hmm.
it's my season to be on the mountaintop, I'll
yeah,
be
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
You know, it's all in his hands.
Yeah.
All in his hands. And long as it's all in his hands, I heard them say, because I'm in his hand, Satan won't get in there to get me, because if he get in there, he got to get saved himself.
That's right. That's right.
And he got to get saved.
Amen.
He got to.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, it's a wonderful thing to know that when you can talk to someone about God, it makes your spirit uplifting. And I was sharing with a young man the other day. I said, you know, so many people said, well, you're a Christian, said, but you sin. I said, yes, I sin. I said, but I'm a saved sinner. And he said, what do you mean by that? I said, you know, I was saved by the grace of God. And I told him, I said, you know, I called out Psalm number 32. Psalm number 32, it varies with a lot of people don't understand it. When it read like that, it said that Psalm number 32 said that your transgression is covered and your iniquity is forgiven. So since the transgression is covered, it was covered by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
And God will forgive you. When the disciple asked, how many times shall you ask me for forgiven? And he said, seven times seven. I said, well, seven times seven, that's 490 times. And a lot of guys said, well, you know, that's a lot of time. I said, when a man is sinning that many times, he don't need to be here on earth. but God, in that summons, he said that your transgression is covered, and your iniquity is forgiven. So since that's telling us that the sin what we already done, and the sin we going to do, because we got some sin, unknown sin. A lot of people don't realize that and don't know that we have some unknown sin.
Amen.
And when you have an unknown sin, that means that's why you pray to God day in, day out.
Amen.
That's the purpose of it. But it's a wonderful thing when you know that you got God on your side.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And so when people ask me that, I like to tell them that the only difference between a sinner and a saint or a sinner and a saved person is that the saved person is under the blood of Jesus.
Under the blood.
And they don't practice sin anymore.
They don't practice.
We're justified by that blood and we're made whole and righteous, but our physical, our natural nature is still sinful.
That's
we do sin, but we don't practice it.
We don't practice it.
I don't hang out in the clubs no more. Did I ever?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I mean, there's many things that I have done that God has delivered me from, but I thank God that it's a recurring process. He's constantly renewing me and making me in the image of Him, in the spirit because I'm already like Him, but
that's
in the natural, I'm lining up how I talk. I'm lining up how I walk. I'm lining up what I say to people, how I say it. I'm lining up because the Bible says once you get saved, there ought to be some works. Works don't save me. No, they don't. But I need to work once I get saved. And work by the day, because when night coming, no man can work.
Amen.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise God.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've taken notice of, let me ask this question, everybody. This is a question I always like to ask. What happened when you received the Holy Spirit? What happened? What happened when you received the Holy Spirit? What happens?
It's a change. When I received the Holy Spirit, when I'm talking about when I first received the Holy Spirit, it was just like saying that I wanted everybody to be the same way I was. And when I received it, I wanted everybody to be saved. Everybody chooses to be saved or not saved. But I felt so good. I figured that I couldn't be around this person, that person, that doing what they do. But I found out that that's not the way God wants it to be done. I found out that what you're supposed to do is to try to help the person if they want to be helped. But I thought that once I was saved, everybody ought to be like me. I don't want to be around people who do certain things. But I found out I need to be with those people in order to draw them to Christ. I don't have to participate in what they do, but I could be around them to draw them that I be like Christ, and then they will draw to Christ, not to me. They will draw to Christ that is in me, because I found out something. And when John was talking, and when he, you know, John talking mostly about the Spirit, and then when I read John 4:24, and I said, and you know, that is something to say. It said, for God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So I'm a worship, just like tonight. We are actually on radio worshiping God, because we are telling how God is to us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's why it should be that way. And I'm so grateful and thankful to God that I got my classmate, my town man, Brian Texas, on the line, that we can talk. And I'm thankful and grateful to him for giving me this opportunity to be on the airway.
Amen. You know, with me, when the Lord allowed me to know that I came, received the Holy Spirit, it was a divine connection and authority connection, if you know what I mean, because He allowed me to realize I could walk in what He had given me, and I could also hear from Him through the Holy Spirit. And it was that divine connection that I received. And man, when people receive that, and a lot of people say, well, I haven't heard the Holy Spirit speak. If they ever receive it, and because you have to be connected.
Yeah,
you have to be
connected
to be able to hear from Him. Your spirit man and the Holy Spirit has to be connected for you to hear from. So when I received that, and God allowed me to know that I had that divine connection that I could go to Him, man, what a awesome connection. Amen?
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
So that's what I got.
Amen.
And I know everybody, the Bible said the wind blowing, you don't know where it go. We don't know how this, everybody receive it
that's
in a different
right,
manner.
That's right.
You know. So I thank God for my divine connection, which we all have, but we receive it in a different way from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. What about you, Brenda? Brenda?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay.
But I do want you to check your text, okay?
Okay.
Dr. Hunter? Yes. Read
all
your
right.
text. Okay. And my experience was this here. It was a restoration. I knew that I had been forgiven. And my experience, I think I shared it one time. I was really that wretch undone, and I knew it, and I was doing all sorts of things. And the Lord allowed me to go to sleep, and when I went to sleep, it was all of these, I can't remember the insect, but it was an insect that was just eating me up, because I was just no good, and knew I was no good. And I cried out, Lord, save me.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my encounter or meeting with him, the Lord. And knowing that He was real, I had been taught of Him, like most of us, but I didn't know Him. I did not have that relationship that I heard. And so He was no longer the God of my grandmother, my mother, and my father and grandfather, because now I had a relationship with Him. I know who He is. I know what He's done for me. And I can't stop praising Him just for that, because I realized that I could have still been out there in my mess. You know, I could have still, but I like it when they say, somebody prayed for me and had me on their mind. And so I know that to be a true fact. That's why it's important that our prayer life is up to par, because you don't know who you have to pray for, when you have to pray for them, how you have to pray for them, and you don't have to know everything that they're going through. God will give you vision.
That's right.
Discernment of the Spirit, and you pray. I used to say, oh, I don't know, something just dropped in my spirit. No, when that tug come on you, pray for them. You do not know what they might be experiencing. But the Holy Spirit has let you know this person needs some prayers going up right now.
Yes. Amen.
And so I don't keep a prayer list anymore. I used to, you know, okay, let me put you on my prayer list. And then, you know, you lose the piece of paper. You know, and you put it aside, even if you know where it is, you just look at it and say, oh, I got to pray for that. You know, so I stopped that. You know, as you walk in the light, God will reveal things to you.
Yes,
and so you
don't
need a prayer list. You need a prayer.
Yeah.
And
do
it instantly. The prayer you pray might save your loved one, somebody else's loved one.
Yeah. Amen.
Protect them from accidents and mothers and robbers and everything.
Yes.
Pray. You've got to have that intimate relationship with
them. That's right.
Then you can hear his voice.
Amen.
His voice.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, you know, one of the things that I take notice today that I met the Holy Spirit when I was 9 years old in Bryan, Texas, on Muckleroy Street.
Yes,
I didn't understand what was going on, but all I can say is I know something that happened to me.
Yeah.
I began to see things, and my eyes were beginning to open, and folks began to ask me, what do you see? What do you see? And I tell them, some people that want me to tell him what I saw. But my mother told me to keep my mouth shut. And I learned to keep it. But when I got older, I met another man in Houston. My name was John Osteen.
Uh-huh.
I walked with him for 20 years. And I watched the ring of the fire come around me.
Uh-huh.
And later on, he began to talk about a one-eyed man who was doing great miracles in California. William Seymour. And I began to ask about him. And so in the late 80s and 90s, I began to inquire about him. And one day I met a man that lived in Oklahoma that said he knew about it. I started getting connected. And from there, in Houston, they had a young man who walked with him for 108 years old who had his vision. He still had 20/20, still could see, still had all his teeth, he ate a lot of food. Every time I see him eat, I'd always ask him a question. I said, why every time I watch you taking your time? He said, well, I'm going to tell you, the Lord say the slower you chew it, the more you can digest it. I mean, he was flat as on a flat. His stomach was flat. He said everything he put in his mouth, he chewed it 32 times before he released it into his stomach. He said you get the saliva and the already in your stomach, and it caused the body to relax and be a part of it. I said, praise God. But that night, when he was in Houston, and I had him honoring him because he was 100 years old, and the old man has some Holy Ghost power.
Amen.
And last night, he asked me one question. He said, young man, do you want what you've been asking God for? I said, yes, sir. And before I knew it, he laid hands on me like fire come up around me.
Yeah.
And that's all I remember. That's all I remember. But in the move, by me being ignorant
to the move
of God, I began to get back to some people that don't believe in God. God has a way of allowing things to happen. And God is still God, not praising for it. I love him for it.
Amen.
I know what he's done for me. I know he's done through me. And three years ago, I'm not bragging, I'm praising God. God let me come to the mountaintop. And I hear what Martin Luther King said. It really doesn't matter to me anymore.
Yeah.
I've been to the mountaintop.
Yeah.
And I've looked over. But since God brought me back here, I got to tell him. Got to tell him. And so now we go worldwide. Some people speak in Hebrew. Some people speak in Afghanistan. Some people speak in different language, dialect, and Africa. Some in England. Some over here. Some over there. Some in America. Some in Spanish. But God's word is still the same.
Yes.
And I can say to us tonight as we're on the radio together, the Holy Spirit is stirring up the people.
Yes, sir. Yes.
It's not the pastor. It's not the apostle. It's not the prophetess.
No.
It's not the teacher. It's not the evangelist.
No.
It is the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is stirring us up.
Yes, sir.
He's keeping us on watch. He says, I will lead you and guide you.
Yes.
We want to be led and guided by him. We've got to yield to what he does.
Amen.
And the more we yield to him, the more we allow him to use our bodies. Our bodies no longer belong to us. As I told one man, this body does not belong to me anymore. When I went to the military service, the man says, you no longer belong to yourself. You are U.S. government property.
That's right.
You
that's right.
Jesus Christ, hallelujah. When you come to Jesus, you no longer own yourself because you have been purchased by the most redemptive thing, the blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus.
Before we stand firm and affirm, and we can tell many, many more. See, there are many people, some people in my hometown I grew up with, and I know this still, some people don't want, well, I ain't ready to receive no Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I want to see I'm doing all right. I go to church and I feel it. Just lying like a cart of wood. See, if you want to be, Jesus said this to his disciples. The disciples said, Peter, and the boy said, gold and silver have I none, but such as he, I give it to you. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, rise and walk.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One day, Dr. Chapman, Dr. Delores, and to my beloved teacher, people don't want to say it anymore. Well, that's the old way. Old way? Man, what you talking about? What you talking about? See, the devil is still playing a game with some people.
Still playing a game.
We pray in tongues. I pray in tongues every day.
Yeah.
I believe in tongues. Tongues is a new gift that God gave to the body.
Yeah,
and if you don't know the tongues, and like I tell some people, it's good to go to the colloquial universities. I have 2 degrees from Texas Southern University, but I also have 4 degrees from Cornerstone.
Yeah.
And I find out more impeding is the fact that I learned God's attitude. If you don't learn God's attitude, you don't know his character.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You got to know God's attitude.
Amen.
God looks high and looks low. And he's seeking for someone who will serve him.
Yes,
hallelujah. Some way in this life we live, I know one day the time will come when departure of this body shall come.
Yes,
and as they say, ashes to ashes, the dust to dust, I know that I believe, now I don't know about everybody else, but I believe I have peace with God. Through Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
See, the thing I couldn't understand, Chapman, Dr. Delores, and my sister, I couldn't understand this much. Jesus Christ had a place for Abraham. Abraham was a man that believed God. Because he had the faith, his faith was counted as righteousness.
Yes,
and we can believe that he did. God can do anything. Men nowadays, men want to turn homosexual. They want to chase women. They want to be married. They want to be married. They want to sell drugs. They want to do this. I got this kind of car. I'm doing this. That don't mean nothing to God. One word from God. Just one word. I ask just one word changes our lives.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes,
God can do it. He can put one word.
Yes, sir.
He can say, save. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Everybody will be in your presence because just they say, how you get saved? Well, you can tell them how you got saved. See, God wants us to go and tell it to the mountaintop.
Tell somebody.
And I don't want to tell you this.
Yeah, yeah.
And see, Chapman, you and I both know on West 1719 Highway 21, Holland Bride College Station. You know what you try, amen. But God,
amen.
Go to the place.
Amen. You know, that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing to know that God's word is what you, and you said just one word. Just one word. That's a blessing. Just one word to be saved. To be saved. And that's all what counts. To be saved. And you know, that's what it's all about, is to be saved. And believe and have faith in God. God believed that when we receive him, he receive us. God don't have to do anything. He receives us when we receive him. You know, because he can force us to do what he wanted, but he don't do it. Remember in Genesis when they was talking about when Moses was going and carrying the people from Egypt, and when God himself spoke and said that he repented. And, you know, a lot of people said that God don't repent. He repented. It's not the same repentance that we had to do. The repentance means that God grieved that man was a sinner. He grieved that man sinned like he do. He could have just killed and taken her out. But he killed out a whole lot of them. I'm going to tell you like this. He killed out a whole lot of them and left some that he going to really carry the world on. So, other words, what I'm saying is that God can do what he want to do.
Amen.
There ain't nothing nobody can do about it. So, what a God. What a God.
Yes.
He knows everything. He knows what we're talking about tonight. He knows what we feel in our heart tonight. He knows that we mean what we said tonight. That ain't nobody supposed to know that but God. Now, we know ourselves, either being what we are real or not. But God knows for sure that all of us, as we speak on the live radio, that he know everything that we think, know everything that we say. And then you know that we're going to have to give an account of everything we say and everything
that
we do. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you for the opportunity tonight. And the Lord is on our side.
Amen.
Why I know that Lord on our side, because we're talking about him. We could have talked about anything else but him. But we're talking about him. And that's who we're supposed to talk about. Amen. Certainly, we all went through some experience in life. I went to Vietnam and came back over here and went to Fort Riley, Kansas, and went on from there on back to, I went to Germany also. And the Lord brought me back from all of that over the Atlantic Ocean and on the Pacific Ocean and bubbling back. I'm here and blind. And I started to go to Detroit, but Detroit in a bad shape right now. And I started to go to Detroit in the assembly plant, and my wife gave me the opportunity to make the choice what to do it or not. So I made a choice to stay here in Bryan. And I've been a lot of places with my family. We've been from the East Coast to the West Coast, traveling on vacation. And you know that Lord brought us always back to time. Just like I tell you, Brother Hunter, I've been married 46 years. This coming October it'll be 46 years. And with the same woman. And 1968, October. And so
my
the Lord has blessed me to be this far, to retire and to do his work. And his work is doing ministry. And that's what I'm trying myself to do his ministry. And every time we get up, every time we get up in the morning time, we all say, thank you, Jesus. And the very reason why, that because he didn't have to let you get up. But since I've got up, I can say thank you. Amen. And so, and then the thing of the world today, you look at what every time you look around, there's something going on. Even today, as I learned in Pittsburgh, over there at Franklin Regional High School, there's shooting. It's shooting everywhere. Shooting here in Bryan Station. I know there's a bunch of shooting there in Houston, too. So it's just letting you know that Satan is having his way. But we don't realize that Satan, we don't realize that Satan is tough, too. But we know there ain't nothing tougher than God.
Amen.
God is tougher, all tough. And he do the same.
Well, let me interject this while we're talking.
Yes.
One of the things I've come to in my life to understand, God is not going to do anything else for us. He sent Jesus Christ. Jesus is what we have to come to. We have to come directly to Jesus Christ and subside with him and ask him. He is the one that takes us to the Father, because no man, according to the Bible, has ever seen God. Only Moses, they saw him in the Spirit. But God said, when he passed by Moses, he said, I will put you in the cliff of the mountain when I pass by.
I'll let you
see my booty. Nobody can stand the
face of God. That's right.
He quotes. Nobody could stand the face of God but Jesus Christ. Behold, the only begotten of the Son, that's why he said Jesus Christ. And Jesus came down and gave his life for us. And I tell everybody, if you want to get it right, get to Jesus. Have him
take
it
right.
To the
That's
Father.
Right. Get it right
with Jesus.
If
you go before the Father with the sin that you have, you're going to burn up like fire. But
That's
the blood, hallelujah.
But the blood.
The blood of Jesus. Can you remember what I was saying earlier, that when Jesus said he's on the cross and the two men, one says, if you say you are God's son, why don't you speak the word and come on down the cross and save us?
Save us.
And
that's
the man said, why are you talking to this man like, he don't know nothing about no sin, he has not done nothing wrong. But he had wisdom in his heart, he said.
Remember me.
He said, when you come into your kingdom, will you remember me? And Jesus said, this day, thou shalt be with me in paradise.
Where was
paradise? Paradise in the book of Abraham. Because that's what God had it.
He promised.
And when we go back and study the scriptures, we find where the rich man, he saw Lot and didn't do anything. But when the man was in the book of Abraham, he said, can you let him go back and send a word to my brother? Don't come here. No. And the reason love my sisters and brothers, but they got to know Jesus for themselves. Don't lay it on me. Got to know it for yourself. Don't have any salvation. I have enough for myself. As the five wise brides said, and five unwise said, give us your all. And the world said, look at us. We got to stay ready. We're living in a time. Whoa, hallelujah. Because God is so awesome. My God, Satan knows he got his head beat. He got his head whooped.
You
know it.
Yeah, you're right. Amen. It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful when we can talk about him. Amen.
I always say this, Dr. Chapman, Reverend Chapman, to everybody else, said, it's like Muhammad Ali took the red to what you call it? What's my name? In the movie, pop, 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 pop. What's my name? Pop, 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 pop. What's Muhammad Ali? See, the motor devil said, I ain't no God, said Yeshua. What's my son named Jesus? The devil? No, he doesn't have a right to the name of Jesus. That's what I have to sneak people up.
Yeah.
I gotta get him in the, if I get him in the pulpit, I got the whole people. And some people come to church, Chapman, anything got Jesus on their mind, they come to church for one reason, because somebody said come.
Amen. That's right.
Don't want to give nothing. Amen. That is the Lord.
It belonged to him anyhow, see.
Amen.
It belonged to him anyhow. You know, he wants us to do just give the tenth of it to him. Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And we take the 90%.
Amen.
And then we don't know what to do with it.
Amen. That's right. God loves a cheerful giver. He loves a cheerful
giver. Yeah, he loves us. And
I tell people, too, if you're going to give it and it's going to grieve your heart, don't give it, because God don't want it, because it belongs to him anyway. But he loves a cheerful giver. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God loves a cheerful giver. He don't want you coming down mumbling down to my, oh, man, they wanted me to give $5. Oh, Lord. You know, he loves a cheerful giver. Give it from your heart. If you're not going to give it from your heart, don't give it.
Because
you're giving it in vain.
That's right.
So, you know, we got to be cheerful givers, you know. We got to love God enough to want to give to him, you know.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Well,
That's right.
Brother is going to joy talk. Would you lead us in prayer?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. At the close of this service, we thank you, Lord, for many blessings. We thank you as we gather to discuss your word. Realize that you hear everything we say. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you to test us right now in the name of Jesus. Test this airway that someone might hear. And ask, what shall I do to be saved? We thank you, Lord, for my friends and my gathering friend that I didn't know. Bless them, too, and bless their home. Then, our Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us in a dying hour. Realize that one day we're going to have to come to you. But, Lord, you did say that we have a mansion. We had a mini mansion that we may be able to stand. We don't have to worry about running out of room.
Yes.
Realize that the Father is by you. Because in you, Lord, we do live, move, and have thy being. Lord, we thank you for this hour. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. Thank you for my friends. In Jesus' name, for his sake, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, just good to hear from you.
Amen.
It's good to hear from you.
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to do, Dr. Lewis, you got a prayer to close out. I'm going to come behind y'all. Amen.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come in agreement, dear Lord God, in unity tonight, bringing glory and honor to your throne, Father. We bow down, dear Lord, thanking you for all that you have done and all that you're about to do, Lord. We pray for those, dear Lord God, who are lost, Father. We pray for those, dear Lord God, who are seeking you, Father. So, Lord, we pray and ask that, Lord, you grant them their request, dear Lord God. There may be somebody that's quiet, dear Lord God, in their spirit, dear Lord God, just saying, Lord, have mercy upon me, Father. And, Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, dear Lord God. We thank you, dear Father, for all that you've done. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
And, Father, tonight, it's through the name of Jesus Christ, continuously, as we come to your throne, search us, cleanse us, purge us, that the blood of Jesus Christ will continue to be of our conscience, our attitude, our process, that we would be holy unto you. For you said, you live holy because I am holy. And Father, we desire tonight. I want to thank you for my brother. I have not heard many of us together. I want to thank you for Sister Liv, Brenda. I want to thank you for Dr. Dolores. I want to thank you for the unnamed brothers and sisters out there that listen to us. But Father's Night was a night where we had a camp meeting tonight at the feet of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
And we said, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we pray for the healing of the entire bodies of the believers. For your word says, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name.
Yes.
In my name, they shall, we shall, can you come go with me? We shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The blinded eyes, those who have bad legs and eyes and arms. Father, we know that you have the rightness through Jesus Christ. And Father, moreover, all that you have done for us right here in America, how you let your grace for grace, you kept it upon us. I pray for the ones in Bryan. I pray for the ones in Hempstead. I pray for the ones in Humble and Houston, Texas, and all around, because the gospel of Jesus Christ is full of fire. Bless us tonight as we lay down, never to rise again, but it's you who can do it, Father. It's through Jesus Christ. I said, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you. Thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. I pray for Chandler's wife.
Thank you.
I pray for her. I pray for my wife. I pray for
Amen.
I pray for those Dolores, Dr. Dolores and Brenda. I pray, Father, that
Amen.
The word of Jesus will go out pure. For Jesus, you said, Father, the hour has come.
Yeah.
That you can be glorified. And Father, it's through Jesus Christ that we're going to glorify you. By doing your will.
Yes.
By doing your will, not our will. But the more, the closer we get to you, the more we love you.
Amen.
The more we hear your voice, the more you said, I love you. You look us face to face when we come before you. And we say, we love you, and you say, I love you. And you say, I love you. We say, we love you from eye to eye. We love you. And Father, you get the last word.
Amen.
We know you nothing but love. Bless my brother tonight. May the words of Jesus Christ spread like new fire. But in Jesus' name, amen. And remember my saying, I love you.
Love you too.
I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Ain't nothing you can do. That's right.
God bless you.
Good night.
Stay on that, Sister Dolores. Amen, Dr. Dolores.
Okay. Hello.
Amen. All right. Well, do you have that thing I sent to you? Can you look at it?
Okay. Let me get to my computer.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna call you back on your computer. I'll call you back, and we get to that, and we'll talk from there. Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's great.
Okay.
Okay.